This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at wheat for Wednesday, March 29th. Well, wheat markets yesterday were kind of mixed, actually. We saw that Chicago was barely unchanged and, in fact, traded both sides of unchanged throughout the session. But it was Kansas City, once again, leading the way higher, taking that front month spread between KC and Chicago into a new record high. So it's just been soaring over the last 3 weeks. We've not seen a negative day in that spread. I think we're getting a little top heavy here, but as long as it stays dry in the plains, I think eventually that market will continue to run. It is interesting to note that in the night session, we're seeing kind of a shift going on between that spread. It started out with KC once again leading Chicago higher, but Chicago was keeping pace by, early morning hours, and then by the time we went into the break, Chicago actually is above Kansas City. Chicago's roughly about 17 cents higher. Kansas City's only 12 cents higher, and KC is actually about a nickel off the high. So they were keeping pace side by side, but now KC is struggling to kind of keep up with Chicago. I think that's a red flag for us. Not only that, but we are up against some resistance points in the wheat. Chicago is back up testing those old January lows. That was a level that just a couple weeks ago, we didn't quite get there, and then the market turned south and gave us that one last push down. Well, now we're back up to that level. And so we'll see what happens. But if we stall out here, if the market today, given the kind of energy it's got from the night session, cannot continue and get push past that old low, then I think we're probably going to get a pullback. We'll get a correction. I think our trend has changed, and we're still going to work our way higher in early May. I just think it's going to take a breather. In Kansas City, we're up into some trough levels from late February markets. We're right up into those on the front month, so there too, markets kind of at an important price level that we could stall out, get a pullback, test the breakouts from last week, which on the Kansas City July is right around the 825 level. So just some price levels to keep in mind, which is about 45 or so cents below where we are. So just some things to keep in mind about where we're at chart-wise in the wheat space. Fundamentally, not a lot has changed. We're still very dry in the southern plains, not a lot of hope in the forecast for the next couple weeks. So, that's still going to be supportive, I think, longer term to the market. In corn, a similar story there with the Chicago wheat. We're fairly quiet yesterday. And in fact, soybeans were the leader higher. We were up 20-some cents on the front month beans. And yet corn really didn't tag along, and Chicago wheat didn't really tag along with Kansas City. So there is some resistance going on here, but it seems like today Chicago is certainly catching up with Kansas City, and it's offering some support to corn as well. We're up about a nickel on the front month headed into the break. There too, looking at the charts, we see the front month May has gone beyond the early January breakout lows. And it's, you don't really see another resistance level showing up for about another 10 cents higher. On the July contracts, we are up to those lows from a early December swing low. We're kind of right at that low. The January low is still another 8 to 10 cents above that. So could be running into some notable resistance in corn. I think either way, the markets have had a pretty good run here, and wouldn't surprise me at all to see it pull back. So shaving off some of the longs, I think, is a place to be. Just, keep a core position on, but taking some money off the table here, I think, is just prudent, especially after the good, strong move that we've had. Some interesting notes here. I think part of the reason the wheat has rallied, of course, last week, Russia announcing that they thought world prices were too cheap, that they were going to slow down their exports. Well, they could have done that anyway. They are the world's biggest seller and the price setter by default. They could easily just slow down their sales. But Ukraine undercut them in a notable sale to Egypt here last week. So instead of Russia ignoring that and just keeping their prices higher, they dropped them to try to catch up with Ukraine. And then they're complaining about it being too low. So it doesn't really make sense. I think the bottom line for Russia is that they need the money. They're going to export all they can. They may try to slow things down initially. And clearly it's having an impact in the market, you know, just their talk. But perhaps they are slowing things down and that's helping to elevate prices. Either way, it's been helpful for the United States and the rest of the world, bringing some support back into the wheat space. This morning, we're also seeing a report from Cargill stating that they told Russia that they will no longer be available to export Russian wheat starting with the new marketing year, which is July 1. Kind of an interesting, they didn't say why. I would imagine the war has a lot to do with that. It's not a huge deal. They are apparently only about 4% of what Russia's total exports were. So I think Russia can fill that gap fairly easily. But it's worth noting, you know, Cargill, of course, is Cargill. They are the world's largest shipper of grain, and they're moving away from Russia. I haven't heard if they're moving away from Ukraine. They didn't say that, but it is worth noting that that's going on. The European Union putting out some export numbers. The EU soft wheat exports so far this marketing year sit at 22.6 million tons. That's up 1.8 million over last year at this time. Barley exports are down 1.9 million at 4.4 million. Corn exports are up 8.3 at 20.4, so a big jump in corn exports. Brazil corn planting is estimated at least 91% planted. Some of the private guys are sitting at around 95%. So pretty much wrapping up the corn planting season. It's been dry the last couple weeks. We are on tap for another couple weeks of dryness. So there's some growing concern that you're not going to get a good soaking rain before the dry season sets in as we get deeper into April. So, you know, corn obviously needs a lot of water. It's not critical yet, but there is some chatter floating around about potential issues developing in Brazil. Here in the United States, 6 to 10 day and the 8 to 14 day forecasts call for pretty much the whole western half of the United States to be much cooler than normal, especially across the northern plains, and then above normal precip for the northern plains and really centered over North Dakota. Whether it's rain or snow, it's still going to be more moisture that they're going to have to deal with before they get into the field. We're also seeing quite a bit of above normal average rainfall for the southeast, the southern Midwest, much of and that stretches up into the East Coast as well. So those dry areas of the western southern plains continue to stay dry, and it does look like that area is expanding somewhat. After seeing it shrink a little bit through the winter, now it appears to be expanding back out and pretty much is engulfing all of Kansas and, of course, Oklahoma and Texas. That said, the forecast does call for the southern half of Texas to see much above normal rainfall, if you can believe that. It's a little too late for them, but that is what the longer range forecast does hold. We got plantings and stocks report coming on Friday. These are very important reports. Going to give us the first official look at spring planting estimates for wheat. All wheat acres at 48.9 million is the estimate. That's up 3.2 over last year. Almost all of that coming in winter wheat, which is up 3.1 at 36.3 million acres. Spring wheat is expected to be up 0.1 million acres, 100,000 acres, at 10.9 million. Durum pretty much unchanged at 1.7 million acres. For corn, the average trade estimate, 90.9. That's up 2.3 million over last year's official estimate. And soybeans at 88.3 million acres is up 800,000 over last year's estimates. For stocks, as of March 1, wheat is estimated at 930 million bushels. That'd be down 72 million from last year. Corn at 7.47 billion bushels, down 29 million from last year. And soybeans at 1.73 billion bushels would be down 20 million from last year. So again, important reports, market's probably going to try to be stable ahead of those, but we're still getting plenty of price action. I think short term, the wheat market, we're at an important price level. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see this market kind of stall out here, get a pullback that might last 2, 3, maybe 4 days. But the longer term trend, I think, well, I should say intermediate term trend, I think is still up until we see at least a forecast for rain in the Western Plains. But that would stall out a market, but I think you're going to have to see the rains come at this point before the market actually turns south. And again, getting back to the spreads, Kansas City for the first day in weeks is not leading the way higher. We're higher, but Chicago has taken over leadership just throughout the night session. So that's a red flag. And again, Kansas City at our resistance points leads one to think that perhaps we're going to stall out here, see some profit taking before we take another leg up if it stays dry in the plains. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843 or 513-815-1701. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.